This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Argentina is reporting its first coronavirus case, and Spain has announced its first death as global health experts grapple with how to control a virus about which little is known. Argentina's health minister says that country's first coronavirus victim is a 43-year-old man who spent 2 weeks in northern Italy, the center of Europe's outbreak. Earlier Tuesday, World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged people around the world to stop hoarding masks and other protective gear because healthcare workers need them.
Shortages are leaving doctors, nurses, and other frontline health workers dangerously ill-equipped to care for COVID-19 patients.
Experts say surgical masks are no guaranteed protection against the virus, but say they are essential equipment for doctors and nurses. Hand sanitizer is also in short supply. Drugstore and supermarket store shelves, where the product is usually stocked, are bare in many areas of the United States. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Market research shows a big jump in the sale of hand sanitizers, wipes, and liquid soap. With all their use, buses and subway trains are breeding grounds for germs. In New York, MTA boss Patrick Foy says cleaning crews are ready.
Trains, cars, and buses will be cleaned daily, with the MTA's full fleet being disinfected every 72 hours.
Turnstiles, elevators, and escalators will be cleaned daily.
This is a substantial investment of time and resources, and a substantial increase in both the frequency and intensity of disinfecting.
The CDC recommendation is washing hands with warm or cold water and then lathering soap for 20 seconds. As far as coughing and sneezing, block with the elbow, not your hands. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. It is Super Tuesday in the United States, where voters are helping to pick the Democratic presidential nominee. Early returns have former Vice President Joe Biden winning primaries in Virginia, North Carolina, and Alabama, while Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won the primary in his home state. Biden has been riding a wave of momentum since taking the South Carolina primary last Saturday. Sanders was the front-runner going into Tuesday's votes. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg took the caucus in American Samoa. Texas and California are the biggest prizes at stake, with California awarding 415 delegates. 228 delegates are at stake in Texas. More than 1,300 delegates are at stake nationwide. 1,991 delegates are needed to capture the nomination on the first ballot of this year's Democratic convention. The governor of the southern state of Tennessee is asking for prayers for the families of at least 25 people killed when massive tornadoes tore a path through that state early Tuesday morning. At least 16 of the deaths were in Putnam County, east of Nashville. Deaths were also reported in Davidson, Benton, and Wilson counties. Governor Bill Lee said it is a sad day, but help is pouring in from across the state and across the country.
There are counties from across the state that are sending resources, generators coming, pallets of water coming, highway patrolmen being dispatched to places where they're needed, shelters being put up all across the state to make sure that people have a place to stay tonight who have lost their homes.
The tornadoes tore through areas of Nashville as well, destroying homes and businesses, uprooting trees, and plunging thousands into darkness with no power. President Donald Trump said he would visit the area on Friday. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is on the ground. The Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by a half percentage point on Tuesday, but as AP's Julie Walker reports, that didn't help Wall Street.
The Dow sank 785 points to close at 25,917. It had surged 5% a day earlier on hopes for aid from the Fed and other central banks. In another sign of the market's caution, the yield on the 10-year Treasury sank below 1% for the first time in history. While the cut gave some investors exactly what they'd been asking for, the Fed says the ultimate solution will have to come from health experts, not central banks. Some traders are also questioning whether more aid is on the way to stabilize the market, while others called the Fed's move premature. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.